Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. This is going to be one of those podcasts where you go, oh my gosh, I need to go back and listen to that again. I have the opportunity of bringing on Michelle Palmer. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me.
So Michelle actually is new to me, a new introduction from Shanda Sumter. For those of you guys who listen to my podcast, Shanda, I had the opportunity of receiving a wonderful gift from Shanda, and that was Michelle's mat. It's his energy healing mat. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this because people always ask me, Dave, so tell me about what are all the biohacking things that you do? What are the things that, because Russell and I are always trading back and forth different ideas as far as biohacking. And obviously as an entrepreneur, one of the things that matters most is your health. And as you're trying, I see so many people sacrifice their health as they're trying to go after the wealth. But for me, I was so impressed by the mat that I wanted to actually meet the entrepreneur who actually created it. So I reached out to Shanna and said, Shanna, can you connect me? And so Michelle is the founder and creator of the Zenergy Healing company. And Zenergy, you can at Instagram at Zenergy, Z-E-N-E-R-G-Y Healing. You can see some of the stuff there. And then her website is zenergyhealingco.com. But what we're going to kind of dive into here are two different parts of this conversation. The first one is kind of why this whole biohacking and health matters so much as a business owner, entrepreneur. But then also, from her perspective, what are the things she's doing to scale and to grow her business, which I know matters to others who are listening. So with that being said, Michelle, if you don't mind, kind of tell people what in the world is this Zenergy Healing Mat? Because I'm going to describe it first from my perspective, and you can give all the good stuff behind it. So I get this mat and I get this box and it's heavy. I'm like, oh my gosh, what in the world is in this thing? And so I unfold this mat. It's a full body mat and you plug this in. And the best way for me to describe it is it's like the most relaxing, healing, rejuvenating mat that you get. My wife and I basically fight over who's going to lay on it before we go to sleep at night. And we're going to have to start taking turns here. But the part that I am most excited about is just after a hard, long day, the rejuvenation and the ability to get for me at least, I'm tracking sleep all the time. I wear an Oura ring. People are always asking, so how are you tracking things? So for those of you guys who are listening to this, I track things through an Oura ring. I'm not a big Apple Watch person. So sleep, readiness, fitness, steps, all that kind of stuff. Those are the main things I'm measuring. So just as much as I measure things on the metrics as far as running a SaaS company, I also measure a ton of things with my health. And I think it's important that no matter who you are in your business, as well as in your health, you're going to find those, whatever you measure are those things that are going to improve the most. So I'm always measuring my quality of sleep, the length of sleep. What am I eating? How am I, the types of things I'm putting into my body? How do I actually really improve my ability to focus while I'm at work and get as much done as possible? And for me, one of the things I'm loving right now as my new toy is this whole Zenergy mat. So that's my advertisement for Zenergy. Michelle, why don't you tell people what really is in this thing? It's got a healing story. I'll let you explain it. Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, I'm so testimonials and people just getting the response of blissful rejuvenation is my why behind it. It's got five healing therapies. So the first foremost is the far infrared heat. And what that does is penetrating deep into your tissues on a deep cellular level, like 2 to 3 inches. And it's sort of far infrared heat, it's sort of like a hug from the sun. And so with that, you're stimulating your circulation. And as we're doing that, the far infrared heat also assists the body in emitting nitric oxide. And that's what allows the blood vessels to dilate. So that's increasing the circulation to our bodies and facilitating that relaxation response of the muscles and facilitating recovery. And in addition to that, we have the gemstones of the chakras and Bion Hot Stone. So as this this energy mat is heating, it is these stones act as superconductors. So we've got the different elements of each chakra, which a chakra is an energy center in the body, and that there's seven kind of main ones that we talk about. There's many more, and the stones align with the chakras, and as well as the Bion Hot Stone. And the Bayan hot stone, it emits an ultrasound pulsation. So as is this, it's, they act as superconductors. So we're emitting this far infrared heat along with the stones deep into our tissues. And that's where we're getting that deep cellular response of relaxation and vitality. And then as that, those heat, they emit negative ions. And negative ions are amazing because we're always being bombarded by free radicals like the computer that we're on right now, right? And so those negative ions sort of neutralize the free radicals or the positive ions and that we're bombarded with, and you get an overall sense of well-being. So, you know, there's different things. It's found in nature. That's why we feel so good when we go in nature, like we go to the ocean and waterfalls, it's emitting negative ions. So it's that overall sense of well-being. And then we also have the red photon light therapy in the mat as well. So it's sort of like supercharged, I like to say the Tesla of therapeutic mats. You're getting five healing therapies in one mat, one main healing treatment in, you know, 30 to 40 minutes, like you've experienced. It's just really profoundly relaxing and just recovering your body on a deep cellular level that facilitates, you know, all the benefits. We know it helps with sleep. It helps with pain. It helps with muscle recovery if you're an athlete. A lot of our clients with back pain and autoimmune issues, diabetes, circulation, you know, anything with circulatory, like peripheral vascular disease, all those clients really benefit from the healing benefits and biohackers. Yeah.
So I have a master's in exercise physiology that I got years and years ago and I've never, ever used. So I understand a lot of the terminology, but the scientific stuff behind it, I don't, the technobabble, I don't spend a bunch of time on these days. All I know is that it's amazing and feels great. I have an infrared sauna in my house that I use in the morning and different lights and things. I can tell you, if you've watched any of my Instagram, if you've watched any of Russell's Instagram, the idea as far as this biohacking is really, as an entrepreneur, your health is probably one of the most important things that, again, I can tell you from speaking from personal experience, I didn't really care that much about it. It was more about just making the money early on. It was just like focus, focus, focus. And I've seen now that, again, everything from drinking a gallon of water every single day and making sure that I'm focused more on the fuel that I'm using to fuel my body are the things that I spend a bunch of time on. I know for people, it's interesting as I have the opportunity to spend time talking about this, when you look at growing a business like this, there's a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners who get started and there's a passion behind this. And I know, Michelle, just even looking at you right now, how passionate you are about these mats. And help me understand, how do you take that passion and actually make it a business where you actually are making money?
Well, my passion behind it is my background as a physical therapist. So I sort of took that knowledge and more importantly, 10 years into my career, I became a patient. And so during that time, I was looking at the panic of like, what am I going to do if I can't return to my occupation? I had a neck injury that was so severe. I had two bulging discs and it felt like the radiating pain was going to my elbow. It felt like someone was stabbing my elbow with a pickaxe and I was on the road to surgery. And so that's when I sort of started as yourself, like looking at alternatives to Western medicine that I was a part of. I became the patient. I'm like, is this how my patients feel? Because I was, you kind of go through a cookie cutter of first the medications and then, you know, the injections and then the MRI and then the surgeon. And when it came to that, nothing was working and surgery is going to be my option is when I said, that's not an option for me. I didn't want to be a chronic back patient. So I started looking into energy work and, you know, alternatives. I did a lot of traction and far infrared heat was one of the modalities. And I just felt like all of our healthcare professionals are amazing. And that visit may last 30 to 60 minutes, but what are our clients doing the other, you know, 23 hours of the day at home? And so that's sort of what was a big difference for me and what maintains my health. So I was able to avoid surgery. By the time I got to the surgeon and told him I was pain-free, he didn't want to hear my woo-woo stuff. And so he's like, I'm all, well, don't you want to know? And you don't need surgery. You don't have pain. No, he didn't care. So, but that's sort of where my passion for it became, and translating that into, being an entrepreneur. It's a lot of work. But it's exciting because I really just want to make people feel better. I really want to make an impact and a larger impact, for my patients that were my patients, and to really bring this more mainstream that so many more people know about it. Like yourself, I have a far infrared sauna, and I tend to use my mat a lot more for the convenience. And a lot of people don't have access or room for an infrared sauna. So that I use my mat more frequently. So bringing that and then transitioning that to a business model. It's been a lot of new exciting things to learn as a new entrepreneur. It's a whole new world. I think marketing is the biggest. I did the design and with the engineering and the manufacturing and all that. Seems like simple when you compare that to marketing and what there is to learn about that. So I would say, keeping it simple. I think, like working with Shanda, having a coach, like somebody like herself, Shanda is amazing with Hardcore Business, and having coaches to kind of guide you along the way in how to create that audience and how to, generate leads. I think that's the most important thing, right? Is you can have the product, but if you don't have the customers, who are you selling to? So lead generation, and then obviously, a business like ClickFunnels. I think it's probably like a really great time to be an entrepreneur because there's so many amazing. I think is narrowing it down, like which one do you pick, which system? Because there's so many amazing things out there to assist entrepreneurs with sales, like ClickFunnels. So, I think that, that you guys have, sort of pioneered the process of, simplification for people like myself, to make it a lot easier. I think that's the biggest thing learning the marketing.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I know that, for a lot of people, I think the exciting thing is you find a passion and you get really involved in trying to get that message out to the world. And I think there's a lot of frustration that comes in. And how do I actually do that? Obviously, we spend a bunch of time on educating people with regard to ClickFunnels and everything from One Funnel Away Challenge and our 5-Day Lead Challenge and a whole bunch of other tools and resources. I'm kind of curious, how do you deal with the entrepreneurial frustrations when things don't go the way you want them to?
I lay on my Zenergy mat. I do 2 hours instead of the 30 or 40. I do 2 hours on it.
I appreciate that. Most people don't have one. What would be your next recommendation?
That's right. So everyone that's listening needs to get a Zenergy mat. I think having a accountability buddy. What I really like about working with Shanda right now is like we're in pods, and so you're working with a group. And I think just getting that feedback and that support, and with the different trainings, I think I'm going to say mindset is really a key. I think that's what I've really grown in, especially since going through Shanda's leadership training, is the mindset, and that we all, it's easy to get sidetracked. And I think as a new entrepreneur, everyone says, oh, the shiny object syndrome, like I should do that. And then you're going this direction, but no, I need to do this too. And you're constantly feeling pulled and it's too many directions. So I understand the frustration. And for me right now, it's building a team, of getting people to be able to support me on the things that aren't my expertise, like social media isn't something that I was really on prior to this, but now I need to be as an entrepreneur. So learning those things. And then another thing I said, I'm going to start a new company and it's going to be called Hire a Teenager. And the tech, isn't my thing. I'm a healthcare, provider. And so, getting those people that are the experts on things that you're not an expert on, like you be you. And, what's your superpower, and then, find the right people to support you in the other areas. Cause, it's a lot to do. Yes.
No, I appreciate that. I think Dr. Ben Hardy has a book called Who Not How. And I think too often as an entrepreneur, as you made mention, so we get so focused on trying to do it all ourselves. And the reality is, if you can find the right team and hire a team out to actually do that, I think it does. It's not one of those things that needs to cost a whole bunch of money as much as it is to find someone who you can bring in. And again, it goes back to the idea about leadership. If I can really be super clear on my mission and what I'm trying to accomplish, I will find the right who's that can then help me accomplish and help build it and scale that passion and that business behind it. So I appreciate the importance of that. Also, obviously, this idea of accountability. I'm curious, in Shannon's program, how large are the pods?
About 5 to 6 people.
Perfect. So I can tell you for our, one of the things we've seen is anywhere in that 5 to 7, 8 is kind of ideal when it looks to accountability. And what I typically also find is you can find these accountability partners, obviously on, you know, Facebook groups or things like that. Huge believer in coaching programs. Obviously we have our Two Comma Club X coaching program as well. I think the real key though, is you got to find people who will hold you accountable and you then have to hold them accountable as well. I was joking around with Russell the other day. The story basically came up where years ago he was in a mastermind and one of the guys basically said, you know what, I'll hold you accountable if you'll hold me accountable. He says, fantastic. Sounds like a great idea. And the guy said, all right, what I need to do is I need you to write me a $10,000 check. And Russell's like, why would I write you a $10,000 check? He goes, well, I'm not going to cash it unless you actually don't follow through and do what you need. And then in turn, I'll write you a $10,000 check. And we'll use those as ways of basically holding each other accountable. And he said, that way we've got skin in the game. I thought, you know what? That's fascinating. I ended up telling my boys about it. And they both wanted me to write $10,000 checks to them so I would start working out on a more regular basis. But
that is so funny. I love it.
I think the key is you've got to have some skin in the game. And whoever you're going to be working with on accountability, I think some of the best skin is, I've seen it work the other way where a person says, well, I won't cash the check, but I'm going to give it to whatever cause you are completely against. And so you have to find whatever the stick is that's going to motivate you. Again, the whole carrot and the stick. So sometimes the carrot's not as attractive as the stick is preventative medicine. So whichever way you decide that's to go from an accountability standpoint, as you're listening to this, please, please reach out and make sure you have an accountability partner. I think it's by far one of the most important parts. Michelle, as we kind of get close to wrapping things up here, what any parting words for our audience, things you would encourage them to do besides go and get a Zenergy mat?
Oh, absolutely. Get a Zenergy mat. Well, and I actually love what you opened with, was just like, you know, in a sense, health is wealth. And so I think with entrepreneurs, what we, and I'm guilty as well, is we're so busy and focused on what we're doing and have so many things to do in that list is I've been coached on like, keep, you know, the main, keep it the one thing at a time. And, but also just not forgetting, like you said, like the workouts and the food intake and all that. It's just self-care and self-nurturing. So that's why I designed this Zenergy mat as well. It's for busy entrepreneurs. I feel like it's saving you time. Like so it's like an investment that will pay you back, you know, tenfold, because you're not going to get that massage. You can actually feel like you got a massage every night at home, you know, versus the time that you go out and get treatment. So just not forgetting that self-care and sleep are so important. And I know that's a big, a lot of the customers use it prior to sleep because it really makes a difference for them. So that's, I think, a big thing is not forgetting the self-care and self-nurturing.
I appreciate that.
Health so as well. We don't have our health. We don't have anything, right? Especially when we know that, right? What we're going through during these times, so which are interesting.
Absolutely. Yes. So if you want to find out more, you can check out at Zenergy Healing on Instagram or ZenergyHealingCo.com. Michelle, thank you so much.
Oh, Dave, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get
results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're going to get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. You can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.